What's up, gentlemen? This is Rising Phoenix Podcast, a podcast about how to rise up after your divorce. I'm your host, divorce coach, Michael Rhodes. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the show. This is episode 123. This is going to be a solo episode and I'm going to cover a few different things, but the main topic is going to be fucking up, more specifically what to do when you do fuck up. Before I get to that, I want to cover a few things. I've been trying to, I think you may notice, I'm not sure, that I've been trying to put these things out every Tuesday. That didn't work out this week. I was in a little bit of a funk and I'll kind of talk about that a little bit. So I was seeing someone for a little bit, 3 weeks-ish. It was going pretty well. And, but I did see some red flags that, I was very conscious and aware of, but I guess I maybe hoped that there would be a way to sort of, I don't know, resolve them or certainly handle them, address them. Again, you know, back to some of my earlier episodes lately and some of my struggles has been, you know, sort of having difficult conversations. And the win here is that I had a difficult conversation. I spoke my mind about a particular red flag and it didn't go well with this particular person. And they ultimately ended it. But I think the catalyst was me addressing this particular red flag. I'm not going to go into too much specifics. I think that's probably enough. But it did suck. But I gotta say, man, the work fucking really does pay off because yes, it sucked. It wasn't a pleasant experience, but I bounced back much, much quicker. Obviously only 3 weeks isn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of time to get attached. I mean, I genuinely liked her physically. She was very attractive. But it wasn't, you know, a long-term, obviously, relationship. So that's probably part of it. But the other part of it is just the being mindful of where I was at and taking steps to move on and move forward. But the you know, not only is it the victory, is there a victory there? You know, clearly being able to bounce back when you're rejected is a victory, period. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. That's a victory. But the real victory, I think, is in speaking my mind and not ignoring red flags. And not only is there the payoff in doing the work in those two things, right? Being able to not only talk about a red flag, but identify it. And also then when something ends to be able, again, not long-term, so it's perhaps not apples to apples in terms of how difficult it can be to move on, clearly, especially in a very long-term relationship, but just the ability to move on, period, and to see it differently, to see it not as a rejection, although it did initially, but to see it as an opportunity for growth. And I'm going to get to the meat of this. Fucking up is a huge opportunity for growth. So, it, you know, it's not just those two things those are victories. Those are good things, but it's the self-worth you gain from doing the work to be able to point out or talk about or address a red flag and not just sweep it under the rug because she was very attractive and the sex was good. That if you do the work, you won't be so desperate to be with somebody. Was it great to have someone to text every morning and every night? Yeah, it was pretty fucking cool. Was it awesome to have someone to have sex with that was super attractive? Yes, it was pretty fucking awesome. But was it everything that it could be? No. And therefore, when it ends, I can go, well, A, it wasn't perfect and it wasn't everything that I hoped it would be. And more importantly, you know, B, I'm I'm going to be okay. And I'm worthy of getting something that I want. Now, there is a danger, I think, for myself, for sure, of being too picky, but I don't think that was the case here. I don't think it was, it is me being, protecting myself by being super, super picky. I don't think so. I think it was a legitimate red flag. And if you're in the Discord server, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. And you really, if you're listening to this and you're not in the Discord server, if you're trying to work on yourself to be a better man, $5 a month, I don't really think is a lot to ask. And there's some changes going to come up in the future. And we've been kicking around some things, me and some of the other fellows in that group, about some changes to the Discord server, but it's, God's sakes, it's worth $5 a month. Anyway, I'm getting off track, but so it did throw me in a bit of a funk for a couple of days, and so that's why this was delayed. But I'm good now. I pointed out my red flag, brought up my red flag on a Saturday, and by Monday or Tuesday, she sort of ended it. And it's Wednesday. So, I mean, I was in a funk on Sunday and Monday because I addressed this red flag, and I could tell that it affected her. She didn't like it. I could see it coming in a way. But again, that's not a bad thing. You know, ultimately the rejection was really rooted in me standing up for myself and saying, you know, I don't really like this thing here. And not about her. I mean, it was about her, but you try not to say it in that way, and I probably could have handled it a little bit better in terms of the way that I brought it up. But long story short, I fucking did bring it up. It led to a rejection, and that's, I'm fucking fine with that. And now initially I wasn't doing cartwheels. I can't do cartwheels anyway, but I wasn't, you know, super happy. But, you know, again, reflection, work, distance, time, they allow you to see things and being able to get out of fight or flight and freeze and fall. And it allows you to see things logically. And logically, this red flag wasn't going to go away. It just wasn't. No matter how hot she was, or how much fun the sex was, that red flag wasn't, it was clear to me, it wasn't going to go away. She didn't see a problem, and that's fine. That's her, let her do her thing. It just didn't fit with me and my values and my expectations. And I'm going to get to expectations too. So anyway, I'm good. And I am feeling very positive about how the situation was handled by myself. So fucking kudos to me. And again, it's really about the work paying off. So, but sometimes we don't feel so good about things, particularly our fuck ups and our mistakes. And I posted this, and I mentioned this, I think, in a couple of episodes recently. And I certainly posted about it on my Facebook page, Michael Rose Divorce Coach. Fucking up is your best opportunity for growth and for learning. And that's how you have to start looking at these things. Instead of saying, oh, I fucked up again, and you beat yourself up, it's really more about saying, oh, I fucked up, what can I learn from it? And I know that's not easy, because we get in these loops, these neural pathways get grooved into our brain. And when we fuck up, we have this loop that says, it's because I'm a piece of shit. Well, fuck all that. So instead of doing that, and this isn't easy, this is the work right here. You go, okay, I did fuck up. I'm not a piece of shit. What can I learn from it? And every time you fuck up, it might take you 2 days to get to that mindset. It might take you a week, but eventually it'll get less and less and less and less if you keep practicing it. And all of this stuff, all of these things, moving on, you know, dealing with the holidays, dealing with her dating, dealing with missing the kids, these things all take fucking effort to overcome. You can't just sit around and hope that it gets better. There are some things, yes, things get better with time. I suppose that is true. But if you don't do any work, then when those things hit you again, then you're going to be faced with the same feelings, same emotions, and no way to really deal with them. So anyway, so you fucked up. Okay, step one is you accept it and you say that, yep, I fucked up. And by the way, if you see me looking down here, I took fucking notes on this one for once. Because I think this is an important topic. And two, I wanted to sort of hone out what am I doing lately that has helped me with these fuck ups that I've had and that I've made, not this stuff with the female, some other stuff. And what have I been doing, and how can I hone it in and make it a little better even? And you're going to probably hear episodes in the future where I do it a little differently. That could be anything from moving on to letting go to depression episodes, et cetera, et cetera. You know, again, that's the work. If you're constantly, not constantly, because sometimes you got to take a fucking break and just enjoy life, man. But if you're always trying to find ways to get better, you will. And that means some things that you do now will be different than when you do them in the future. So I reserve the right to change my process. So the next step in this process is buy. Now, there is a process called the five whys. You don't always have to use five. It might take two. It might take 10. I don't know. But you keep asking why. And I think the important thing is when you get to the root of it. But the root of it is typically how you felt. So how you felt dictates your actions typically. So let me. I don't know if I should go through this and then go back with examples. Let me do that. Let me just go through these steps and then I'll go back with an example as best I can to find something to allow us to go through these steps and we can go through it together here and you can kind of understand what I'm saying. So get to the root, get to your feeling about the fuck up. Again, this will probably go a lot better once I start using an example, but bear with me. The next thing, I know this shit sounds woo-woo or weird or whatever, but for fuck's sakes, check in with your body. What was your body feeling when you fucked up? And I know that's hard and it's nuanced and it's practice and it's why does it matter? Well, it matters because your body reacts in certain ways to your thoughts. And so if you can hone in on what your body, and this isn't easy, but it also gets you out of your fucking head too. It allows you to stop beating yourself up or examining everything because I'm definitely an overthinker, overanalyzer. So this allows me to go, okay, break time. What was my body feeling? And if I can start honing in on this, then when I feel those feelings in my body, I can identify better what I was going through. So, actually I was fucking embarrassed right there or whatever. So check in with your body. It's fucking important. And then check your expectations. Did you check your, so you get your root cause and then you bounce that against sort of like what your body was feeling, what you were feeling, and then check it against your expectations. Do you feel, were you feeling embarrassed because you expected someone to treat you differently? Expectations are a gigantic, important part of, I think, life in general. And I don't mean the negative sort of, you know, what's that stupid fucking saying? It's not stupid, but I don't know. I really don't like it. It's expect the best or expect the worst, prepare for the worst, expect the best or whatever. I think that's what it is. I don't like that because I don't want to expect the worst. I just think that's so protectionary. I don't want to live shielded. I understand nobody wants to get hurt and we got to protect ourselves in certain ways, but I don't want to expect the worst. Fuck all that. So anyway, so check your expectations and see how they align with why your feelings are hurt. You know, they hurt me because I felt disrespected. Well, why were you disrespected? Well, I expected that person to not do that thing or whatever. And we all know, come back to this a lot, you can't control anybody but you. The next thing to do is to check your root cause or your root problem with your attachment styles and your love languages. See if there's something there that doesn't jive or gives you more of an understanding of why it is that you were feeling the feelings that you're feeling, which is, you know, hurt, rejection, et cetera, those things, and see how that bounces off your attachment style and your love language languages. And for God's sakes, if you don't know these things, go find them. It's not hard to figure out your attachment style and it's not hard to figure out your love languages. There's quizzes you can take. There's quizzes that are a part of my program that you can take that will spell these things out for you. And for fuck's sakes, trust the quizzes. I mean, find a good one. Take a couple if you want, but don't, if you get a result and you're like, nah, that can't be right. And you keep taking the tests, different quizzes or whatever, and you get the same fucking answer. Just accept it, man. Sometimes we don't want to admit certain things about ourselves, but if we keep getting the same fucking results when we're trying to figure some things out, well, guess what? Then that's the answer. So And then the last part of it is reenact. Go through the scenario again and see where you can go differently. It's all about learning to handle these things differently so that you don't fuck up. Or if you do, it's not as severe, or you understand it better and eventually you eliminate it. It's a process for sure. And part of that process is absolutely trying to reenact it in your head in a way that allows you to handle it differently. So let's go back and try and get some sort of example. So the other day in the group, someone posted, and I'm not going to name names, about they had an argument with their son, and I think it was over a dog or something. So let's sort of work within that sort of framework. It could be anybody, but let's say a child. You yelled at your kid because you had an argument with your kid and you said some shit you didn't want to. Okay. So, why did you do that? Okay. So I yelled at my kid and hurt us and now he don't talk to me. Right. Okay. So that's your fuck up is I yelled at the kid. Why did you do that? Well, I was angry. Okay. Well, why were you angry? Well, because he disrespected me. Well, why do you think he disrespected you? Because I expected him to take the dog for a walk. And he didn't do that. And that made me mad. Okay. So he didn't meet your expectations. So why does that make you angry or upset? Why did that make you yell? Because it's hurtful because I expected him to do what I asked. And why does that bother you? Because it's disrespectful. And what is it about being disrespected? Well, and if you really look at this stuff, you could say, well, it bumps against my self-worth. It makes me feel like he doesn't respect me because I'm not respectable. Like it's, you know, it's a deficiency thing. And so again, I'm getting ahead of myself, but you want to look at your attachment style and your love languages to try and sort of tie this shit all together. So, okay. So you felt disrespected, let's call it that. And I think you actually should go deeper than that. So you were hurt by his, because I think it's important to get to the feeling. Your feelings are important. I felt disrespected. He hurt me. A disrespect is a form of hurt, you know. He hurt my feelings because he didn't respect what I asked him to do. So I got pissed and yelled. Do you want to yell? No, you don't. Okay, so the root cause is you felt hurt by his lack of respect. Okay, so you've asked a bunch of whys. Now, in this moment, try and figure out what were you feeling. I know this is tough, but in your body, was your jaw clenched? Did your face flush? These are all important clues. Again, this allows you to just take the time to even step out of your sort of ruminating and all this kind of bullshit that we all do. We all do, by the way. I am fucking really guilty of it. It allows you to get out of that and start thinking about other things, and it soothes you. And calms you down. And then, and again, it allows you to sort of focus on something other than the frustration, the hurt, the you know, being pissed at yourself. Why did I do that? I'm such an asshole, et cetera, et cetera. And again, it also can give you clues to the next time you feel that potentially, the flushed face, you can go, oh shit, I'm feeling really disrespected right now. And then you can better understand yourself and then take steps to correct. And so now take that root that he disrespected me and take it against your expectations. My expectations are that I ask him to do something, he's going to do it. And it's a fair expectation, but you can't always expect people to do what you want them to do. You just can't. It could have been, maybe he had a bad day and you just don't even fucking know about it. It could be, maybe he was sick, you know, and he didn't talk about it, or, you know, it could be many, many things. We really don't know. It's hard to climb in someone else's head. So your expectations, while they're not wrong, you expect someone to do something that you ask. It's just a clue that maybe if you adjust your expectations, I really want him to do that. And then you can have a conversation. Well, why didn't you do that? Is everything okay? Oh, I just forgot, Dad. I got a lot of shit going on. Okay. Or whatever. And I know that that's a lot more simple than some of these, because when we're amped up, these conversations aren't going to go that well. But that's all part of understanding where you're at. Okay, I'm frustrated. I'm feeling flushed. I got to walk the fuck away and calm down so I can have these rational conversations later on when the fight, flight, freeze, or fawn isn't occurring. And I'm in logical thinking brain and I can have a decent conversation. Okay. And so then we also want to look at, I think it's really important to look at your attachment style and your love language. Now, in this context, I don't know that it exactly applies, but I still think it's a good analyzation to make. So perhaps you think when you're disrespected, it goes up against your attachment style, which is very anxious. And that, so if someone disrespects you, then that means they don't like you. And that causes you to have that anxious attachment, right? And it's in, and it, that can lead to, again, hurt feelings, which can lead to anger. And sort of same with love language, right? If you know that, you know, words of affirmation is your thing, then, you know, if him not saying to you, "Hey, Dad, I'm not feeling well, I can't do this today," that's also another clue. Like, "Hey, next time, buddy, just let me know." And I know this probably, no, I don't know that it is, but it might be making it really fucking complex, but life is fucking complex. And again, what am I not doing in this moment right now? I'm not having an argument with somebody and making another mistake. I'm analyzing it to prevent it. And understanding myself is a key to that. And so then lastly, we reenact it. We go, okay, I asked him to do that. He didn't. What could I have done differently? Okay, well, certainly get out of the situation if you're angry and arguing and yelling. Stop yourself. Remove yourself from the situation. Again, reenact this shit in your brain like you do anything. Your brain doesn't know the difference between you thinking about something and it actually occurring. There are studies that show this. I didn't pull any up, but go find them. And so then you reenact this in your brain and you say, okay, I asked him to do it. He doesn't do it. I get angry. I walk away. I calm down and I go back to him later and I try to understand, why didn't he do that? And maybe there's something that, you know, maybe he's going through something. It allows you to have a good conversation with someone that can further the bond. Having good logical conversations creates a bond. Yelling and arguing through hurt feelings doesn't accomplish any fucking thing but additional hurt feelings. So this is the framework that I've been using, not to this degree, to be honest with you. I really sat down and really thought about this one and what are some ways I could expand what I'm doing. I was doing the whys. Why did this happen? Why did I do this? Why? And then trying to reenact. But I think it's really important to tie these things into how your body is feeling. And again, I know it's different and it's weird and whatever, just fucking try it. Just keep trying it until it fucking makes some kind of sense. And then expectations. I think expectations are important. And if you have certain expectations of someone, then set that expectation, set that boundary and say, listen, boy, son, it's really important that you do this. If you can't do it, just let me know. You know, obviously, if he ultimately doesn't do it, then you have to enact some kind of consequences. And those can vary depending on how you want to handle it, you know, from, you know, and obviously the relationship in terms of, does he live with you? Is he old? Is he older? Is he younger? What can you do? What kind of consequences can there be? You know, if he's a teenage boy, you can take his phone or his video games or what the fuck ever. But at least if you set the expectation and make it realistic, then you're not going to get pissed if it doesn't get met. And if you had that expectation and you say, if it's not met, this is what's going to occur. Again, you're protected from, I don't know if protected is the right word, but likelihood that you're going to have an argument, it can be lessened because expectations and boundaries are set. And so there's nothing to argue about. Sorry, kid. I told you if you didn't do that, this is going to occur. And again, there are many, many different problems and issues and fuck ups that we face. And it's possible that this particular scenario doesn't apply to your current fuck up or to many of your fuck ups. I don't know. Maybe you drink a lot and there's a lot of layers to that. Maybe you yell a lot. Again, there's many, many layers to these things. There's childhood. Can these fucking neural pathways, the way that we've always done things are honed in from, you know, a much, much younger age. And so there's lots of reasons and lots of things that affect us. And it's not always possible to analyze every single one of them, but we can get some general themes. And the theme for fucking up is, make a segue, this is an opportunity for me to learn. And that doesn't mean that you're going to learn it right away. It doesn't mean that you're going to correct the mistake from now until the end of time, like you'll never do that again. You might, it's possible. I can tell you that if you don't do this kind of stuff, and maybe there are other ways, find your own fucking way. That's one of the things that I stress to anyone that has been so awesome and gracious to pay me to coach them, is my way might not work for you, but get in the fucking mindset that I'm going to find a way that works for me and try some things. I think that this is a pretty good framework for dealing with fuck ups, but it might not work for you. You might say this checking in your body is bullshit. Okay, that's cool. I don't give a fuck. I mean, don't do it then. I think that's a mistake for the least reason is that it allows you to take a pause and stop ruminating and focus on something other than the fuck up itself, if that makes any sense. So I think that's all I got. So it is Wednesday, the 22nd of November. Tomorrow is obviously Thanksgiving, and tomorrow will be the third anniversary of this podcast. I am going to do, I think, at least one, if not two, chats tomorrow in via Zoom in the Divorce Support for Men group. I know this is a very short notice, but if you're in the group, you're probably already aware. I'm going to have some folks sign on to and join me, and we're just going to chat, and I'm going to record it and probably put it out. I'm going to do one at 11 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, and I'm going to do one in the evening as well, I believe, because the one in the evening, I think, is going to be a little bit more about the celebration of the third birthday of this podcast. Part of me wants to do some reflecting right now, but I think I'll wait. But it is, 3 years. I was trying to find, and I'll probably bring this up tomorrow night, but I was trying to find the percentage of podcasts that make it to 3 years, and I couldn't find any data. I know that, I believe the 1 year mark, only like 20% make it to 1 year, I think, or something like that. There are a fuck ton of podcasts out there, and if you look, you'll see a lot with, 10 episodes, 2 episodes, 20 episodes. It's not, I think I've been pretty fucking transparent throughout this journey, and it's not always easy to keep doing these things. I feel like I've got my seventh wind or whatever. I'm speaking to a couple folks about coming on to psychologists, two different episodes. One is dealing with depressive episodes, and I can't remember what the other one is, but and there's a few other folks that I still haven't ironed out dates and details. I also have, I'm not going to say exactly, but I've been talking with another podcast that has a huge fucking celebrity on it that I'm super excited. We've had a couple different conversations, and it sounds they've said, let's do it. We're trying to hone out exactly when that is, probably sometime in January, it will be recorded. But I can tell you, if you're my age, this guest definitely, I hope this future guest definitely, you will know who that is, and they can speak to this topic, and I am fucking excited about it, but I don't want to say too much because I don't want to jinx it, but fucking A, I'm excited. I hope it works out. I'll keep you all posted. I think you probably just see it pop up, but hopefully sometime in January I'll get it recorded and you'll see it. So I think that's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. I will announce later tomorrow night that the new pricing for my coaching program, I'm only going to take 2 clients maximum. And that is not some salesy bullshit. It's simply a matter of capacity. I don't have capacity to do them more than 2 at a time. So I'm going to set new pricing and talk about sort of how that's what it's going to look like. It's going to be a little bit different than the program, but the program is still sort of going to be the foundation of it, because there's a lot of good stuff in that program. There are things that help me, and I'm going to continue to do episodes on the program too. But you'll hear all about that tomorrow night. So I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving, because you might not hear this till tomorrow or maybe after, I don't know, but happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Thank you so much for listening. As always, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. Since my separation in July of 2019, I have done an incredible amount of work on myself. I've had many different therapists, life coaches, and went through different programs. I've taken all that I've learned and put it into my own program called Forged by Fire. If you are interested in having me help you navigate your divorce, please hit my website, risingphoenixdivorcecoach.com. I look forward to working with you.